Part 1.
Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear 2 people talking about a TV program. What does the woman say about a car featured on the program? A. It is extremely fast. B. It doesn't start with a key. C. It is very economical.
Did you see that program on travel in 2020 last night?
I only caught the end of it. It looked quite interesting.
It was. There was a car which actually drives itself. You just put an ID card into the slot in the armrest and off you go. You're shown the best route on a computer screen and given spoken instructions. It works with a satellite navigation system and you won't get stuck in traffic jams.
No excuses for getting to work late then, eh?
Did you see that program on travel in 2020 last night?
I only caught the end of it. It looked quite interesting.
It was. There was a car which actually drives itself. You just put an ID card into the slot in the armrest and off you go. You're shown the best route on a computer screen and given spoken instructions. It works with a satellite navigation system and you won't get stuck in traffic jams.
No excuses for getting to work late then, eh?
2. You hear part of a radio program. What is the program about? A. Gardening. B. Cookery. C. Motoring.
And now, 2 jobs for the weekend. First, if you haven't already sent the lawnmower for cleaning and servicing, now is a good time to do so, because repair shops get busy in spring. Also, clean your pots and seed trays that were stored unwashed. It may be a tedious job, but it is better done now than the moment you need to use them for your plants in spring. And now, 2 jobs for the weekend. First, if you haven't already sent the lawnmower for cleaning and servicing, now is a good time to do so, because repair shops get busy in spring. Also, clean your pots and seed trays that were stored unwashed. It may be a tedious job, but it is better done now than the moment you need to use them for your plants in spring.
3. Listen to a fashion model talking about herself. What does she say? A. You shouldn't let success affect your character. B. She enjoys being in the news all the time. C. You should always make sure your agency is honest.
I was discovered on a school trip. There were some modelling people in the village we were visiting. I was lucky because I was signed by a really good agency. I try to be approachable to others. I always try to help new girls. Well, I'm still quite new myself, really, though apparently I'm old news in this business now. I think you must be true to yourself. Be what you are. I was discovered on a school trip. There were some modelling people in the village we were visiting. I was lucky because I was signed by a really good agency. I try to be approachable to others. I always try to help new girls. Well, I'm still quite new myself, really, though apparently I'm old news in this business now. I think you must be true to yourself. Be what you are.
4. Listen to a person talking about how he took up a hobby. What is his hobby? A. Collecting souvenirs from Australia. B. Stamp collecting. C. Coin collecting.
When I was young, most of us had hobbies. It was a very popular way to spend your spare time. Most children collected stamps. or went bird-watching. I had an aunt who lived in Australia, and being curious, I asked what the money was like there. She promptly sent me some in the post. I was fascinated, and gradually built up my collection to what it is today. When I was young, most of us had hobbies. It was a very popular way to spend your spare time. Most children collected stamps or went bird-watching. I had an aunt who lived in Australia, and being curious, I asked what the money was like there. She promptly sent me some in the post. I was fascinated, and gradually built up my collection to what it is today.
5. You hear a man receiving some news. What is his reaction to it? A. He is not very surprised. B. He doesn't believe it. C. He thinks it is a joke.
Well, do you want the good news or the bad news first?
The good news, please.
John's been accepted at Cambridge University, King's College, I think. It's marvellous, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Some people might find it unbelievable, I suppose. John is quite lazy, as we all know. But I must say that I half expected it. I mean, he is highly intelligent, even though he pretends not to be. That's how it is these days. It seems to be fashionable not to be clever, or at least not to show that you are.
Well, do you want the good news or the bad news first?
The good news, please.
John's been accepted at Cambridge University, King's College, I think. It's marvellous, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Some people might find it unbelievable, I suppose. John is quite lazy, as we all know. But I must say that I half expected it. I mean, he is highly intelligent, even though he pretends not to be. That's how it is these days. It seems to be fashionable not to be clever, or at least not to show that you are.
6. You hear a man talking on the phone. Who is he talking to? A. A shop assistant. B. A friend. C. A TV repairman.
No, no, there's nothing wrong with the television. In fact, I'm really pleased with it. The reason I'm phoning is that I've lost the guarantee, and I was wondering whether you could tell me what to do. You see, I've been told that if I don't send it off and something goes wrong, I won't be able to get it repaired free of charge. Oh, I see. So I should come in to see you and get a replacement? Thank you for your help. No, no, there's nothing wrong with the television. In fact, I'm really pleased with it. The reason I'm phoning is that I've lost the guarantee, and I was wondering whether you could tell me what to do. You see, I've been told that if I don't send it off and something goes wrong, I won't be able to get it repaired free of charge. Oh, I see. So I should come in to see you and get a replacement? Thank you for your help.
7. You hear a woman talking to her friend. Why didn't she get the job? A. She arrived late for the interview. B. She didn't have enough experience. C. She wasn't young enough for the position.
It didn't mention anything about that in the advertisement, and they invited me to go for an interview without telling me that I wasn't suitable. Anyway, I got to the interview early, and I seemed to get on well with the human resources manager, who was quite friendly. Then, at the end of the interview, he told me that I'd got my qualifications centuries ago. Well, not in so many words. I knew what he meant, though. What a waste of time. It didn't mention anything about that in the advertisement, and they invited me to go for an interview without telling me that I wasn't suitable. Anyway, I got to the interview early, and I seemed to get on well with the human resources manager, who was quite friendly. Then, at the end of the interview, he told me that I'd got my qualifications centuries ago. Well, not in so many words. I knew what he meant, though. What a waste of time.
8. You hear two women discussing a colleague. What is he going to do? A. Work for his uncle. B. Meet the president. C. Get a better job.
By the way, Jenny, have you heard about Mark?
Mark in sales?
No, Mark White in PR. Well, he knows the new president of the company.
Really? How come?
Apparently, Mark's uncle is a close personal friend of his. From what I hear, he's going to be transferred to head office. He'll be getting a promotion, too.
Lucky Mark. I wish my family had connections like that.
By the way, Jenny, have you heard about Mark?
Mark in sales?
No, Mark White in PR. Well, he knows the new president of the company.
Really? How come?
Apparently, Mark's uncle is a close personal friend of his. From what I hear, he's going to be transferred to head office. He'll be getting a promotion, too.
Lucky Mark. I wish my family had connections like that.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.